Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with your host Tab and co-host Ghetto Jill, co-host Psycho Killer. Fucking tonight, we fucking watched of course fucking TNA Impact's fucking Slammiversary. And definitely gotta get, I'll probably never tune into the show, but gotta give a fucking shout out and congratulations to fucking Kurt Angle for becoming the newest inductee into the TNA Hall of Fame.
Yep. I kind of think that they probably should have gone somebody like, you know, Jeff Jarrett or AJ Styles, the person who's been there the whole time. But, I mean, Kurt Angle definitely is a good inductee, though. I mean, he deserves it.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, they probably should have someone that's been there since day one, but I think Kurt Angle deserves a little bit more than AJ Styles and Jeff Jarrett.
And, I mean, it's always next year for those guys. For one of them, at least.
I mean, come on, think about it, man. Angle is the very first ever Olympic gold medalist to ever step foot into professional wrestling. You know?
Right, I mean, come on.
I mean, come on. That dude won the fucking gold medal with a broken fucking neck. And then,
I know.
You know, and then went from there to going into the fucking WWE for so, and being a part of the WWE song. Then, of course, you know, he wouldn't be a part of, you know, what was supposed to return of ECW for a while. Then he went from there back over to TNA. So, yeah, I mean, you know, this dude, he's had a much better career than Jeff Jarrett and Kurt Angle and AJ Styles. He definitely deserves it more than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, like, the guys who were there from day one, I mean, they'll be in there eventually. It's just, you know, it'll probably be, like, the next couple of years.
Exactly.
They put, like, you know, an original guy in there.
And if anyone's thinking about going, you know, pre-order a copy of fucking DJ Clay's A World Upside Down.
Here we go again.
That's not even doing it. It's not worth it. Fucking ICP doing a cover of fucking Lil Wayne. This is absolutely terrible. And I got pissed, so I'm going to go into an actual good a track by Blaze here. This is Dead Body Man.
Yep. Is definitely a lot better than any of the tracks on that DJ Clay mixtape.
Well, I mean, no. You know, there were like a few good tracks on that mixtape, though. There were, just not. I mean, you know, fucking.
It's just not a majority of them.
I mean, like Whitney Payton was good to a point. Fucking Officer Hatchet from Bon Jovi was pretty good. I like the KFK ward. But other than that, no.
So pretty much it's like there's only like three or four good tracks out of the whole mixtape, so it's like you already said, not worth the money.
Yeah. But I mean, other than that, I mean, shit, I mean, it's just not that good of a fucking album. I mean,
exactly.
There have been better put out by DJ Quick, just not that one.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, better stuff is like the One and Bleed series.
Let 'em Bleed was good, except for Volume 4.
Well, I only checked the first three of the Let 'em Bleed, so I guess I didn't check out the last one.
Yeah, there's four. And, of course, there's Book of the Wicked 1 and 2. So, I don't know. I think we are going to play some Corporate Avengers with The Bible Is Bullshit.
Nice.
The Bible is bullshit, the Quran!
we're back. And we got a
Oklahoma number
calling in. 405, what's good? Who this?
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I'm from Wewoka, Oklahoma. I want to give a shout-out to all my homies. Like, this town is only 4 square miles, but the Juggalo Pride is, like, everywhere you go. You just walk down the street, and every fucking house you hear is just, like, Twisted, and all the motherfuckers playing out every house. And on all the cars you see, there's a Hatchet Man riding on everything.
Hell yeah, whoop to that.
I mean, that's like the biggest set in this town is Juggalos.
That's what's up.
You know? But yeah, I want to give a shout out to my homegirl, Shelly Sharp. And I want to give a shout out to Lorette Campbell and Tiana Campbell. Those are my homies. So.
Is there anything you want to hear?
Oh, fuck. Let me think.
If we got
just play some Tech N9ne. It's been a while since I heard some good Tech N9ne.
Anything in particular, or just anything by Tech N9ne?
Anything, just like something sexy.
Well, I could probably find something sexy, I guess. I mean,
yeah, I'll let you handle that one, Havoc.
Yeah. How about we go with I'm a Player? Old school fucking Tech.
I'm a player. Trapped in a Psycho's Body. You know, it features our homegirl, Letitia Naylor. You know what I mean? Like 3 or 4 days after she did this, you know, she died in a car wreck. You know what I mean? And she was a really good girl. She was an angel. She was Chris Calico's girl, man. And she was a really good girl, man. And we lost her, man. And she, you know, she did this song with us, and she died like 3 or 4 days after, man. And we tried to send this out to Donna Summer. I wrote a letter and everything, like, you know, telling Donna Summer, you know, this is like sentimental value to us because we really love this girl, you know what I mean? And Donna Summer, I guess, heard some of the content and said no, because she's some kind of minister or something now. But it meant so much to us, so we had to run the actual chorus backwards because it was some Donna Summer shit from a long time ago. So this is really how we wanted to do it, man. Trapped in a Psycho's Body, man. This is the original version before we had to run it backwards. And it's beautiful. Rest in peace, Letitia Naylor. This is Trapped in a Psycho's Body. We love you, girl.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
What's going on, my nigga?
Boss, did you watch the fucking Impact tonight, fucking Slammiversary?
Did you just ask me if I watched Impact?
You know,
yes,
yeah,
he asked you to watch the TV show that's on every Thursday tonight.
Oh, yeah, I watched Impact tonight.
Ah, man, no, like, I'm at Slammiversary.
Yeah, no.
You know what, it actually wasn't bad. It was actually better than fucking Extreme Rules.
Oh, anything is better than that.
Pretty much.
There's a lot more hype on the Raws and SmackDowns than there is on the pay-per-views.
Well, we had about, I think it was, 3 title changes.
So let me guess. Sting won.
Sting lost.
Nope.
Oh. Well, what other titles are there?
The X Division title is now around the waist of Chris Sabin. Abyss beat fucking Yvonne for the fucking TV title.
How did Abyss get it?
It was supposed to be Joseph Parks against Yvonne.
How did Abyss beat somebody for a title? How do you get a fucking title shot?
Because of the fact, you know, fucking Yvonne decided to run his damn mouth saying. Because, you know, Joseph Park didn't show up, so, you know, he said...
Testify!
So, you know, so he said if Abyss was out there right now, you know, he'd beat fucking, you know, he'd had the fucking referee ring the bell and fucking, and, you know, and he'd beat the fucking, like, the fucking living shit out of fucking Abyss. You know, so, Abyss came out, match was on, and Devon lost.
Okay, so those two titles, and what was the other title?
Tag team title.
Tag team.
And who were those champions?
Dave Storm and Gunner.
Well, that's just about as exciting as the tag titles in WWE.
And Terrence Terrell beat fucking Gail Kim in the last Knockout Standing match.
They had a Last Man Standing match?
Knockout.
I didn't know girls did that.
Yeah, man, fucking...
Well, TNA does it. WWE's too pussy to do it.
Hell yeah, man, fucking TNA is the first one to do it.
Did they use any weapons?
Gail came and brought in a fucking steel chair.
Okay, other than a steel chair.
Just a steel chair. But, fucking... Aaron Terrell fucking delivered a bulldog... to fucking Gail Kim, like off the fucking stage.
I see.
Let's put it this way. I think that match is probably a little bit more physical than fucking Ryback versus Cena.
that's pretty sad.
That'd probably be more physical than Ryback versus Cena 3 Stages of Hell.
I don't know. Let's just hope that's a good match.
I don't get a good match.
I'm just saying, Manny, was a 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, 3 stages of hell.
Now, when I think Three Stages of Hell, I think I keep thinking of that Triple Cage thing.
That was an awesome thing that should have stuck around.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of that.
Yeah, but nope, it's going to be the last man standing match. Lumberjack match.
Who fucking cares about a lumberjack match?
Yeah, seriously. Somebody's going to interfere, I bet.
Ooh!
I bet Cena's going to win that one. And then he'll lose the table match because he always sucks at table matches, which is the second one.
And then the second
one. Who cares about the amputee?
Chris, could you shut the hell up for one?
I was waiting for it.
And then the second fall would be a tables match.
They got the worst fucking stipulations in these matches.
And then if need be, a third match would be a ambulance match.
Yeah, it's going to go Cena, Ryback, and then Ryback.
Probably.
Because when's the last time you saw Cena in, like, a tables match?
Exactly. He doesn't win tables matches.
Although he's been put through a couple of tables.
And then,
Yep.
It's so far, never mind. As of right now, there's only, like, two matches set up for that fucking pay-per-view.
Nah, isn't there three?
Well, basically, the Intercontinental one's kind of a given who is going to be three wrestlers, but still, it's not announced yet.
Wait, what?
I was saying the Intercontinental title match is pretty much a given. That's a triple threat with, like, you know, Van Douchebag.
Oh, you know, the third person is going to be Summer Rae.
Pretty much.
Yo, how bad would it be if fucking Barrett and fucking Fandango actually lost that match to fucking Summer Rae? Summer Rae actually ended up winning that fucking title.
Be a lot better than Cody Rhodes winning it.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be Cody Rhodes in that match.
I'm just saying when he won the title.
Yeah. But I have a feeling it's going to be Fandango, Wade Barrett, and The Miz.
Considering they keep interfering in each other's matches.
Oh, so this match is going to take place on the pre-show.
Actually, I don't think so this time. The one time The Miz is on the pre-show.
I thought he was going to go for a third time.
I think he'll go for the third time at Money in the Bank.
Maybe he'll be in the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have a pre-show Money in the Bank ladder match.
Oh, fuck.
Well, they
I
could.
I don't know where they put that fucking pre-show.
That would just be stupid.
It would. It would be funny as hell.
Yeah, let's have a pay-per-view called this, but, you know, we'll just do it on the pre-show.
Exactly.
And then nobody will fucking see it. Except people are there, fine.
And then the people that paid that $60 or whatever, man, we'll just give them something else.
Yeah.
We'll just give them John Cena versus Ryback, part 3.
Shut up.
Isn't it 3 coming up?
I mean, technically, coming up a payback going to be technically 4 because you got fucking Lumberjack match where he has to be pinned. And then I guess the next match would be a fucking table match. So
really?
Right
are you really going like this? No, you idiot. That's just one match.
That's one match. So technically, they're only in their second match.
So something stupid's going to happen or something, man. Somebody going to run them over with the ambulance or something.
And they might as well run Cena over with the ambulance. That'd be amazing.
Or they'll go through the damn stage again, or whatever the fuck.
You know, I have a feeling the pre-show will probably be fucking Dean Ambrose versus somebody.
Yeah, I don't think so. They like the Shield way too much.
Yeah, they do, and Chris does, but nobody else does.
But I'm just saying, they're not going to put them on the pre-show.
No, the funny part is them, the tag team titles on the pre-show.
So who's going to get a shot at those? Team Hell No?
Who the fuck knows? Because they just lost their rematch.
No. It'll be the primetime players.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, it'll be the fucking Usos.
Yeah, right. The day they get a title shot.
I mean, the Usos would be a better fucking, make a better tag team champions than anybody else that's held the title so far.
I got it. The Nexus, they're going to get a title shot.
No, they're going to return again.
No.
It will be the Celtic Vipers.
That would just be stupid. I don't want to see that match.
If that match happens, then we could probably expect one of them to turn on the other one, or they're going to lose, and then Randy will turn on. Sheamus is like, yeah.
Wait. No. I've got a better one. The Shield versus the Wyatt family.
How about we just put Husky Harris and Michael McGillicuddy, and they could be the Nexus since they're both coming back.
Might as well put them in there.
Fucking Michael McGillicuddy, you know, too busy fucking Paul Heyman's dick.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to think of that dude. That dude's just stupid.
I mean, the way that they're pushing him is like, okay, if you guys want to push him as the next big thing by having him be a Heyman guy, at least have him have a legitimate win where he pins somebody or makes him submit, rather than just, oh, I won by countout. I won because he couldn't compete anymore. Like, what the fuck?
Actually, Chris, you know, for once he actually got a pin on somebody.
Oh, man. Who the hell was that he beat?
Yeah, who'd he pin?
Sin Cara?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be correct.
Did Sin Cara get hurt?
He probably is hurt again.
Man, that's the real reason he stopped doing that trampoline.
Yeah. Because he kept getting hurt from it.
He got hurt from that. His entrance.
And I bet this year we're going to see Sin Cara versus Rey Mysterio again. Wait,
man,
that's not gonna happen.
You see that picture I shared a couple of days ago or whatever? It was like a wrestling pack of Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio, and it says arm sling included.
That's awesome.
That's what they need to do, make a wrestling pack like that and sell it.
I agree.
Or like they had the one picture they were selling a little Jimmy action figure, and it was just empty.
That's a good thing to sell. I'll try to market that and sell.
Man, somebody would probably fucking buy it.
Yeah.
Like, you got that new little Jimmy? Yay.
Yeah.
Well, where is
sure
it?
I'm sure your person's gonna fucking probably buy that. Would probably be fucking R-Truth.
Yeah, it was like the other day at Long John Silver's, man, I was yelling at little Jimmy for sitting in the seat.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. You know what? I should fucking do that at work one of these days and start yelling at little Jimmy.
Oh, yeah? You want to be 302? Go for it.
Well, have fun with that.
They'd be like, who the fuck is he talking to?
That's okay. I mean, you know, I kept calling it. Half our customers fucking know what to do.
What? Calling them what?
Norwood.
John was.
Nah. Narwhals.
Narwhals?
No,
the
it's like walnut,
that?
Except narwhal.
What the hell are you saying?
Speak English.
I'm saying narwhals.
Narwhals.
Yes.
The fuck is that?
Fucking back when I was working for Stop Shop, like I had a coworker that, you know, like, who meant to say fucking walnuts, but instead she ended up saying narwhals. So now, you know, every single time we see somebody, you know, we just call them a fucking narwhal.
I see. I guess you had to be there for this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She did.
And 2 months later, he'll piss in her shoes.
You know, I should actually do that to the fucking people that come in that don't speak English. Oh, yeah, well, speaking of which, Ghetto G. You know, it wasn't a Mexican, but for the first time ever, I actually saw a fucking Asian special needs kid.
Whoa.
Was he a ninja?
Nah, he was just a retard.
He was just a retard.
Well, that's nice.
But it was just funny as all hell.
Well, that should have been the damn kid they killed, man. That was their one kid. That was their one kid, and they kept it.
That's the one kid they missed. When they meant to kill a kid, they killed the wrong kid.
Yeah. Now they're screwed.
Yep.
For life.
The kid kept fucking... For some reason, he kept getting mad at the fucking, at the fucking hamburger boxes and shit.
At the hamburger boxes?
Yeah, man. Like, he fucking picked up a fucking like a fucking box of hamburgers. Fucking looked at it, got pissed at it, and just fucking threw it back into the fucking bunker.
Well, that's nice.
Maybe he doesn't like meat.
No. Well, they kind of screwed with that one, because when you first walk in, there's the fucking meat department.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody knew. Fucking kid was just fucking weird and a retard. Simple as that.
Weird and a retard. Guess you could say he's a freak. Now hit that track.
Do we have that track up on here?
Damn, somebody gotta find it now. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know who's by?
ICP?
No.
Twisted?
Surprisingly enough, it's by Recognize.
Surprisingly enough, somebody made it to a good track.
Surprisingly enough, I don't even think I have that track up on here.
It is on the song.
Surprisingly enough, it's right here.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Said some crazy shit. And I was like, you're a freak. Freak. You heard me? You're a freak. And that's only when I come and see what make you dig. Thick hips and a pair of slips, let me dip quick shit. Get this dick, I'm gonna give. My mind is one of a grip. For a woman looking at me in the sense. You can wait for the minute you can live. And give me your up in your liver and your ribs. This is not for the women. Talk about a little romance. I mean the women not afraid to get both half close, stand down on a grown man. And the black doll down to her back in her outfit late. But it's feeling quite dangerous. This ain't never really felt like safe sex. What would you with anybody with a bit of Henny? Get a medic ready for the play. You an outcast. I'm leaning on the case. Would never diss on a Marissa Tomei. Get down like I know you want to raffle. I'm living on my life, never bashful. Give it to me with the lace and the tassels. Don't let them hate types up in assholes. Give me a safe word, a picnic. Tie you up and give you the jailbird. My hips just need to get this sick shit. Right up from the gutter, bring another for the L word. Take a breath and I'm gonna accept your best bet. It's to blow my mind. Could put the back out, but I'm sick of that round. I'm a heavy trying to get up with a broken spell. And everywhere.
Yeah, we all quiet niggas up on here.
Stop being a quiet nigga then.
Yeah, Chris, stop being a quiet nigga.
Well, stop trying to lick niggas in the meat department, nigga.
That would be interesting if we actually had any in, you know, the meat department. It's all fucking specs.
So are you saying you wish there was black people in the meat department so you could lick them?
Wow. That was probably the worst thing you could have said.
You know what? To be honest, I actually would not mind fucking licking a black chick.
I really don't think that's what he meant.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't what I meant.
But apparently, Chris is also thinking about that too, you know, since he's the one mentioning it.
No, he just calls you a nigga licker all the time because you used to scream it out all the time playing video games.
Yes.
Yeah, I should go back to that fucking life. We'll go back to fucking Call of Duty.
Nobody should ever have to live that life.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, once I fucking buy it, I might end up buying it again.
Boy, you may as well wait. Don't they got another one coming out?
Yep, Call of Duty Ghost. Oh, Black Ops.
Which is what, September?
I think so, yeah.
May as well wait and just get that.
Yeah, might as well.
Then you can start the whole new regime of nigga like a calling.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't have those fucking kids from WWE 13 will probably be all up on that shit.
Well, how are they going to be on there if they're on WWE 13?
Because, Ghetto, if you ever noticed about now, half the fucking kids that, you know, that we beat on fucking WWE 13 went over to fucking Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Well, all the people that are on my list, they don't ever play WWE 13. Shit, I don't even ever play that. I just I just got done beating that Dead to Rights game, though.
Is that a good game at all?
It's actually pretty decent. Got some beastie shit in there. Like some neck breakers, some back breakers. You know, fucking just pistol whipping people and then shooting them.
Hell yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, you got your dog with you, and your dog attacks people, so.
I'll definitely have to check that one out.
Well, this is the third one now. They had two on PS2, so, I mean, if you've ever played those.
Okay, I've never even, I mean, I've heard it, I just haven't played it before. So, you know, I was never really interested in actually playing it.
I don't know. I played the first one. I beat that, and then I got the second one, and then years later, here I am beating the third one because I had no idea they put it out.
But, I think I'm going to play one track and dip out. Chris, have fun.
Oh, great.
Don't worry, Ghetto. I'm back tomorrow night for a full show, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, possibly Thursday night. But tomorrow night, yeah, tomorrow night's going to be an even more interesting show because I have weed.
Oh, great. So tomorrow night, somebody has to be in here playing tracks when he's just giggling uncontrollably.
And here we go.
I'll play something that's good.
People walking like they think they important. I'm not supporting. They showing they true colors when they talking. I'm aborting. It's exhausting that I'm caught in the moment with rappers flowing like other rappers, and every song sound the fucking same. People think they know me from shows, from their TV, my flows. They don't believe me. Some hoes, they wanna be me. Some hoes, they trying to see me push buttons like it was serious. I'm fronting them about my kiwi, the greens for all you lame. Caught up in the jungle, a world, the way we struggle, a world, the way we juggle. Sometimes we need to huddle, sometimes we need to cuddle. My rhymes, that be my hustle, about brands like I was Russell. This is all in my campaign. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Round and round we go. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. For the stars like a fucking paparazzi. Can't wait till all my linens have a logo by Versace. Driving fancy cars but still see me at the swap meet. Pulling up with jaws of that sticky icky bomb weed. And I'm gonna do what I gotta. Gamble on myself, Nevada. Striving for the wealth I wanna. I'm moving so self-piranha. I got all these dudes double taking like a 2-for-1 in the Cali sun. Stay baking all these fucking rules like a loaded gun. Stay breaking, I will never lose and I'll never run. I'm waiting. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Round and round we go. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Love around me, and all the hate that's trying to surround me. Nothing will ever stop me.
world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. Round and round we go. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning. This world keep on spinning.
And we are back.
Woo.
What artist was that track by?
What?
What artist was that last track by?
You tell me.
I don't know. I was trying to find it. I was trying to go up to the soundboard to find it. And apparently...
You know. I should know.
Or geez. I should be able to find it by just typing the name of it, but that's the lazy way.
It's Chanel.
Oh, Chanel. Oh, I get it now. So, I mean, I just think of who the hell that was. Like, oh, the Rob Deerdeck, whatever that chick.
Yes, that chick.
That weird blonde chick.
Yep.
That looks fine as fuck, but that's beside the point.
Well, yeah. Somebody left a comment on one of her things before saying, "You're meant to be seen, not heard."
And we would all agree on that.
Well, I don't. She makes some good music.
Well, I think she should be seen and heard.
Although she should probably stop trying to be a gangster.
Pretty much. I think her being a gangster is more beautiful than me. Wait, what?
Said other than that, she's good.
Yeah. And now Facebook freezes up again.
Yay, Facebook. So, do we have areolas on the soundboard?
I think we might have that, but now I have to wait till Facebook stops freezing up and being a bitch.
What's that got to do with the soundboard?
I can't see the soundboard until it stops loading. There we go. Okay, now it freezes up again. Fuck you, computer.
There we go. Oh, wait, no.
I was kind of curious on what the hell the update was. Apparently somebody took me off as a friend. Yay, I don't give a fuck.
I don't understand why people delete you. It's not even like you do anything.
I know who it was, and I don't really give a fuck.
Oh, who was it?
Some chick. Doesn't matter.
Oh, some chick. It's important.
Who cares? So let's see. There's Fire and AC, Caribou, and I think it's just Ariola. I'm sure we have it on here. I mean, we pretty much have every tech track on here. It's like every ICP track.
No, we don't have every track on there.
Well, I said pretty much. At least every good one.
Ain't no way in hell we'd be able to hold all the Tech 9 tracks on her.
Exactly. We wouldn't be able to hold all the Tech 9 and all the, like, ICP at the same time. There's no way in hell.
It's way too many.
Yep. But I guess that's not on here, so I'll upload it. How about you choose a track, and I'll upload that to the soundboard.
I just did choose a track, you dumbass.
Well, I mean, why don't you play a track while I'm uploading this?
Why don't you play a track?
Because I'm in the middle of uploading?
Well, then I guess we're just going to have to wait.
I guess we can. I did not want to hear Don't Tweet This while I'm uploading another Tech 9 track. Right there, too. Now it's uploaded, so all you gotta do is refresh the soundboard, and we should be good. If it ever finishes uploading. God damn it.
Can I just play something?
I will. Now I'm just throwing up the computer again. How lovely computers are when they're being stupid.
Should have did was press play and then went to upload it.
Yeah, probably should have. Okay, now I just gotta refresh it and we should be good.
For a third time.
So, who do you think is going to win that triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship?
Summer Rae.
Wade Barrett, Miz, or Fandango?
Summer Rae.
She should win it. She should be the second female to hold the Intercontinental Championship.
Yep.
Because she can't really wrestle or anything, but still, it'd be funny as hell.
She can wrestle. That's what she's supposed to be able to do.
I thought she was just another model that WWE hired because she looked hot as fuck.
She used to play some football shit or something too.
Nice.
Like, what was it? I don't know. Lingerie football or some shit? I don't know what the fuck it was.
Oh, it's the Lingerie Football League or whatever the fuck that shit is.
So she gotta be somewhat tough.
Yep. So it has to be right here, this area. And it's being stupid. I know where it should be. I have to refresh the fucking soundboard again.
Oh my god, just press play on anything.
Why don't I press the refresh button?
Painful.
And it's not doing anything, so... Oh, now it's refreshing.
Came back as Tech Nine. They get past the eyes. And here we go. God damn it. There.
Now we're gonna get to the psychology shit, you understand, man?
Hey, what's that for?
Oh, you mean
it?
He's back.
Just a little softer. I'm the one that be driving them crazy out of their brains. So give me a peek of your areola out of your hands.
Hey.
She got size on her. Look at the size on her. Big old shake like she need fries on her. Wanna see her in your booster, yeah.
Swoop ya.
See her in a group and say,
hey, areola.
Stick them out. Don't know what I'm talking about. That circle around a skittle in the middle you put in your mouth. And I love you, baby.
Hell no.
Titties, if they're big or small, that's what I'm talking about. That turn around and pull them out to brawl.
Some guitar, K. Lloyd. Yeah. I like that. Keep it going, man. Rock and roll, baby. Yeah, we're gonna get real drunk to this one. So, if you don't wanna get knocked over, get the hell out the mosh pit, baby. Cause we about to go. Okay.
I like big booty bitches rapping in Leonard Skinner.
Hey.
Cases of beer, cold as a Kansas City winner. Drink to get drunk and find a chick and put dick up in her.
Hey.
Then make her take me shopping for kicks and Harold Pinner.
Hey.
My family gave me rocks.
Yeah.
My family gave me raps.
Yeah.
The streets gave me guap.
Yeah.
The streets gave me straps.
Yeah.
Black bitches fuck me.
Yeah.
White bitches love me, trust me. I do them both at the same time. Rough is rugby.
Yeah.
Move on to Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And then to Public Enemy. Energy in me.
definitively. I'm on Hennessy, then I'm on Jimmy B. I used to have red fights that raves, then turn around and have it blue and red. Fights with Cage, your parents got a cold shiver. Cause a pot of gold hit a father gorilla, that's a dollar gold getter. And he's an awesome flow spitter. Your daughter goes with a guy who loves Millers. Why?
Cause I'm a rock and roll nigga.
They don't understand me, God naturally tends me. You don't like it, I can be a
nigga.
Black and white bitches crying when they eyes is this
rock and roll nigga.
And I ain't changing, got my slip knot banging, and I swear to God I ain't never ever giving up.
Why chicken you with the curse, like nigga war?
High school hung with a white boo-ha. Came home, then I went straight to Juma. Then after that I put back on my red Puma. Then Brock and the same height and color as Puma. And we get the lead out to Zeppelin, we blow the bed out. Got a call from one of the homies in trouble, so yo, we sped out. Got to the hood and found a rival, we took his head out. We had to show them evil motherfuckers what that red about. Until we find them killers, you know we will search. For those who killed first, we gon' let the field squirt. And this mentality's valid because we real hurt. To ease the pain, I listen to Getty, Alex, and Neil Peart. Growing up, it was a chore, cause I gravitated toward the stuff the homies ignored. Like tripping up bad brains, went on my skateboard even more. Name my gangster rap label after the door.
Cause I'm a rock and roll nigga.
They don't understand me, God naturally tends me. You don't like it, I can be a
nigga.
Diamonds, black and white bitches crying when they eyes is this
rock and roll nigga.
And I ain't changing, got my slip knot banging, and I swear to God I ain't never ever giving up.
Why chicken with the curse, like nigga war?
My mama made me, raised me, played me, 80s made me crazy. My father played me crazy, made me, ate me, bathed me, praised me.
But I'm a real with a lot of will. Remembered I would kill for a dollar bill. But that all changed with strange, man, I got a deal. Like every scholar in the game got a lot of meals.
Kill a ride, make a fucking bring the house down. Who that gang banging, rockin' with the loud sound? They're checking Nina with the shit that make them broads hound. Telekinesis with my features, get them draws down.
And that goes for the Grand Dragon Daughter too.
Whoa.
The Neo Soul kind of chicks they wanna swallow who? And yo, little low wigger, better not be caught with no sitter.
Cause I'm a rock and roll nigga.
They don't understand me, God naturally tends me. You don't like it, I can be a
nigga.
Rockin' 600 diamonds, black and white bitches crying when they eyes is this
rock and roll nigga.
And I ain't changing, got my slip knot banging, and I swear to God I ain't never ever giving up.
Why chicken with the curse, like nigga war?
All right, and we are back. So, anything you think will be exciting tomorrow on Raw?
What?
I said, do you think anything exciting is going to happen on Raw tomorrow?
I sure hope so.
I mean, they go the same way they have been going. They don't announce any matches for the pay-per-view or any good ones. It's like, okay, then it'll get sucky again.
Well, let's just hope that it's not like Raw from last week.
That Raw completely sucked.
Yep, that was very bad.
Is it just me, or... do you agree with me that, like, SmackDown is just basically half the show's the full Raw recap?
Yeah, SmackDown pretty much sucks, though.
That's why I kind of started refusing to watch, because it's just basically recapping everything that happened on Raw, and they don't really have any storylines that, like, go anywhere with SmackDown.
Yeah, I don't usually watch SmackDown. Sometimes, though.
Yeah, but I have to watch it every show. Just watch Saturday Morning Slam, which I try to watch once because it was up that early, and I ended up turning it off or just walking away from it because I just didn't give a fuck.
No, no, he just loves everything.
Yes. Which we already know that.
He's just full of love.
Yep, he probably even loves that stupid subgroup. With the way that, like, Vince loves him or whatever as the heel stable. Even though I kind of saw, like, an interview with, like, you know, one of them, basically, he said that they kind of have a little bit more creative control with how they want to do stuff.
Man, here you go. I told the mute to call in here. And she says, why? And she says, I'm not in a good mood. I'm really not talking tonight. Really? You don't fucking talk ever.
You just told her to call in. Maybe we can put her in a better mood. Well, she yapped her jaw off, and we hear, hi. That's it.
Yeah. I'm not in the mood to talk is pretty much what she said. Oh,
are you ever in the mood to talk? That's a perfect response. And we have 928 called in.
Was that her? Mute, that's you.
I think it was
the
thing. Then.
Mute, why aren't you in a good mood? Mute. Mood.
Nice.
I just think.
Well, what
why
happened?
Do you think I didn't talk to you that much last night?
That was this morning. Well, what
Wait,
happened?
You actually talked?
Well,
now we talk all the time on Facebook.
Via typing.
Ah.
What?
Typing, not talking.
Oh. It's still talking in a way. Just not with a voice.
Just not with a voice.
I think this is the most words you've ever said on that episode, JR.
So anyways.
Well, why are you in a bad mood? Chris wants to give you a hug.
I just am.
Are you sad? Are you mad?
Mad ain't even close to it.
She's mad, Chris. Play her an angry song.
I am livid.
Okay, I will go with an angry song.
Something. Shit.
I think something. Or get to that fucking area, it will be good for this. Let's see. Who the hell does that track? Ah, fuck, I'll just go to the House of Metal section and choose something there. Here we go. How would we go with this track?
20 minutes in, he was about to leave. It was like, okay, fine. You know, I said that. And then he stays an extra 40 minutes.
Shit. I fucking beat that game, and then I was going to sit down and watch TV or something, and I saw it was after 11 o'clock. I was like, wow. What the fuck? I wasn't expecting it to be 11 o'clock.
I wasn't expecting to be up early this morning.
Well, why were you?
Freaking had a bad night.
No.
What? Oh, here we go. Uh-huh.
So why the hell is this kid right here wearing hammer pants?
I have no idea why.
Can't believe somebody would step out the house in those. Like, he got the hammer pants on, and this other dude got some really fucking tight pants on. What the hell?
That with really tight pants on? Good.
Did you say that's good?
I said don't.
If you said that's good, then, like, okay, I think she wants every guy to become, like, Lil Wayne.
I thought she enjoyed the skin.
All guys with tight pants do not look good.
I don't think any dude in
guy in tight pants would look good.
I've seen a few, very few.
Oh yeah, and where'd you see them at?
Out here.
Oh. out there, of course.
I live in the country area. So, you know, the western kind of thing.
She's talking about stupid cowboys and shit.
Hey, not all cowboys are bad. There's a few that are all right.
Yeah, there are a few that are horrible.
Just none that I would be able to date.
And why is that?
Because they're underage still.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They're only, well, one will be 18 within the next 2 months, and then the other one will be 18 at the end of the year.
Man, I thought only dudes did that shit.
Huh?
Exactly.
So I only thought dudes did that shit.
Nope. I do, too.
I realize females were into the whole, I'm going to wait until they turn 18.
I'm usually into older guys. I'm mainly into older guys.
Yeah, I think I may have a thing for older women myself.
Yep, I'm usually into a lot older.
Considering the people I talk to.
I mean, shit, I know I kind of have a thing for older women because I think that the ones who are younger than me are a little bit too immature usually.
Man, most of the damn people we talk to are immature.
Exactly, like Havoc.
Yeah, definitely like Havoc. He's still walking around in footy pajamas, watching the Ninja Turtles. I mean, nothing against the Ninja Turtles, though, man. But, worse than... Huh? She's hurting herself.
You know what? Just talking about something made me feel like this track needs to be played. So, we're actually going to play a song by Drake. Or a parody.
Alright.
Because the tight jeans made me do it.
Started middle class in a wheelchair. On a crappy sitcom, making good cash every year. Now I'm dancing stupid by a car. Trying to convince you that my life was so damn hard. I done had it tough from the jump. Living with my mama in a nice house, it was rough. On top of that shit, my bombers were was whack. I didn't get a Bentley and my cake tasted like crap. Then Degrassi killed me cause I couldn't act. Had to get a real job and I got promoted fast. So I decided I'ma be a rap star. I met Baby and Wayne and they loved me right away. They said, we like how your songs are monotone. And those massive eyebrows are so marketable. We can tell your life's been up for gold. Do you even own a Bentley?
No, I don't. It's bullshit, yo. Can I sign with y'all? That would be cool.
Sure you can, big boy. Just meet us in the storage room.
Took it in the bottom, now I'm signed. Took it in the bottom for my new team, now I'm signed.
Now you can sit there till you're blind. By the way, did you know I'm the best skater alive? Young Moolah, baby! Tunji!
Give me that fucking skateboard, Wayne! Just because you carry a skateboard around doesn't mean you can skate! Shit!
Damn, playboy. Rob Dyrdek just owned your ass, playboy.
I look like a filthy man. Plus, I'm a Canadian, so I ain't no harder than Bieber. But I like to pretend that I am. Just don't tell nobody that I'm faker than my Nages Keister.
Why the hell are you wearing women's jeans?
Taking off of my case, they make me so pretty.
Just to remind myself I'm a douche. I wear every single chain, even when I'm kissing Wayne. Now we're sipping champagne on a private jet. Just to prove that I'm richer than you'll ever get.
Did I tell you guys that I say yes?
Yes!
Well, what the hell is that?
The engines are under stress. Something is weighing the sampling down.
The only
explanation is right big ass I'm brown.
I'm sorry, but we have to throw you out.
But I started from the bottom,
and that's where you're ending now.
No. Come on, man. I'll shave my eyebrows, man. Don't do this.
Too late.
Go, 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 go.
We're leveling out, what it was his eyebrow.
Yeah! Wheezy baby is gonna live! Young Moolah baby! Yeah! Young Money!
All right. And we are back. That track is fucking awesome.
just to remind myself that I'm a douche.
Because I'm Canadian, which means I ain't no harder than Bieber. That's like,
he wears every chain, even when he's kissing Wayne. Yeah, the song is fucking perfect. I'm glad that dude made that.
The ending in the music video version is kind of the dumb part, but I mean, the rest of it's perfect.
No, it's funny as hell, because they're supposed to be in a plane, and he thought he was going to live, and then the dude's just like, fuck this, and threw him out.
Well, I mean, that part's good. No, I mean, the ending part where he says I actually respect them, that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid. I was like, no, you shouldn't have never did that.
And that's of that. So, what did the Muse think of that track?
She's too busy sending me nothing in text messages.
Well,
they're not coming up?
There's nothing there.
Damn it. I don't like your phone.
What the hell are you trying to send?
Little emoticon thingies.
Yeah, well, it's not working.
Don't like your phone.
It just keeps sending me your stupid signature.
I think he likes the signature.
No, there's supposed to be little, like, the last one I just sent was a double face, but it was a little teddy bear double face.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a teddy bear that turned into a devil.
So, think about that when you're sleeping with your teddy bear tonight.
If I slept with teddy bears, I probably would have.
It's going to attack
you. I sleep with... Never mind. Shut up.
Where were you going with that?
Nothing.
So, did you like that Drake song?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. The best song ever.
Jeez, sarcasm much?
Yep.
I've never heard sarcasm that well in my life before.
Oh, almost as good as Havoc.
Exactly. Okay, I've been wondering for a while, what the fuck is this Chestnut 2 thing?
That's that old-ass song that me and Mike Ward did that sounds kind of bad. It was just us rapping on the Kane beat.
Okay, then, don't play it. I just wonder what the fuck it was because of the name.
I mean, if you really want to play, I mean, you can.
No, I think I'll go with the Isham song that's not an Isham song. That I even saw how to claim them one day.
And what might that be? Fandango.
That would be this. And I'm stopping it when it starts.
It won't turn off. It's really funny.
Now it's a knob. I don't know why I didn't delete that off the soundboard. Even though I already saw it got played, I'm like, yeah, that's a nice Isham song you played there, Havoc. I even said it, so he knows I know what it is.
But fuck it, man. May as well play that Chestnut song. I don't give a fuck.
Alright, I'll jump back to it.
I just like the middle of the song.
Or we could always play Jesus Christ Homosexual.
Could.
Let's play Chestnuts and then Jesus Christ Homosexual.
Okay.
So here we go with Chestnuts.
Fucking champ, time to get raw when I get up on that ramp. I'm coming with the rolling thunders like Gurby D, making you testify like Team 3D. I'm hitting the industry like a choke slam, having y'all like Ron Simmons, y'all be saying damn. Bringing the evil like the Ministry of Darkness, attacking so quick like the jury with the greenness. Stay at the top like the king of the ring. I'm hurting you so bad like when Jillian sings. You know I bring a chin music like HBK. Get shit live like pay-per-view on a Sunday. Hitting you with fire like my name was Kane. I lay at the smackdown, yeah I bring the pain. You're just a bitch like a Chris Jericho. Double platinum stay crushing like the Big Show. I bring the hell when I'm up in the cell. Leave you in a bloodbath, call me Gangrel. We running shit live, we're the nation of domination. Your crew's just weak like the lame corporation. But your fools just don't have a chance in hell. They get an ass kicking when they ring the bell. We killing it like DX, don't test me, y'all. Hit you with a suplex, springing ass looks and leave you with backlash. Taking you one American to the American bash. I've been the outside, I call me Strike Home. I'm the real MVP, look how I ball.
I'm coming through, slam you through the table, get the 1, 2, 3, it's over for you. We the champs, you just need to back away. We ain't taking over this shit, I let the beer spray. Call me Stone Cold, cause I put you out cold. Lay the rock bottom like it was autumn frost. Splash your bitch ass, lay you out on the announce table. Jump from the top rope, choke you up by your throat. Do the task mission or the cripple across face. You just a waste of my time, cause we run the shit. Call me McMahon, bitch, I'm not the boss man or Bob Buchanan. Like I'm the Hulkster, running wild on you. Break out the 2x4 like Jim Duggan. I already got your grave ready for you. I'll bury you alive in the casket match. I'll tombstone, pile drive your ass. It's all over for you, so give me that bell. We run this without a doubt. Can't you see you don't wanna test me? We do like the NBA, doing as we please. You can't take us out. I'm weird like gold dust, but the best like the rest. Call me Macho Man, I'll eat you up like a Nacho Man. Just back away before I hit you with the choke slam to end it all. I'll smash your fucking jaw.
And we are back.
No,
we're not. We might not.
How we go with that? Yeah, so if we're not back, then we have to go to that Jesus Christ Homosexual right now.
All right,
to take an old thing from Kurt Angle. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Press play, motherfucker.
I already did. It's 12 seconds in, apparently. And now we wait till it starts. What the fuck?
sounds like it's a blank track.
Sucked in English class, but you know, whatever.
Me too.
So anyway.
Kind of like people and they're yours. People can't get that shit together.
Yeah, she knows that you are. I'm kidding. That's bullshit.
Like, speaking of which, the other night, Mr. Busta B decided to send me a message saying, I know you hate me, but you're still trying to make music. If you're interested. And I should have answered back. Maybe if you use the right your.
Nice.
Why would you message somebody and be like, I know you hate me, but do you want to make music still?
Because that means that the person that they're messaging is definitely better at making music than them, and they're trying to get their music out or heard by a larger fan base by doing that.
Well, we're not being heard anywhere.
Exactly. But that pretty much means that he's saying that you're a better artist than he is.
Well, I already know that.
Everybody knows it.
And on top of that, man, he records on the microphone that I let him use.
Damn.
But yeah, English lesson. What's on the agenda for today?
The different forms of the word damn.
Of damn?
Yep. There are two forms of the word dam. One is like a river dam, and one is the word dam.
Did you just say like a river?
Yeah.
A dam is not a river.
The thing that blocks off the river. This isn't a history lesson.
Wow, man. You just told me a dam was a river.
I said like a river. And like is a metaphor.
Wow, man. This is
a
terrible English lesson.
That's simile. God damn it.
Teaching us the things that aren't true.
A noun is a person, a place, or a thing.
Oh. Finally some truth.
And a verb is an action.
Uh-oh. It's getting deep into it now.
Pretty much. And songs for pussies.
What the hell did you just say?
Spelling is for pussies.
Spelling is
correctly
for pussies.
Yep. But to get to the main important part of the lesson, it is that you have to know when is the right time to use contractions and when it's better to write out the words.
Did you just say contractions?
Yep. God damn it, I'm fucking this up horribly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like the you're the Y-O-U apostrophe. God damn it. Wow.
This is why you're not an English teacher.
Anyway.
Exactly. This is why I'm done with my English class. I don't ever have to take that today.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, anyways, the mute has something to say. Or not.
We're waiting.
I guess we were fooled.
Now the mute's making weird noises. If she makes another weird noise, she has to have a timeout.
So are you, holy shit, she's just farting. So are you excited for that movie that's going to be coming out called R.I.P.D.? Why you keep farting on your phone, man? Yeah, I just saw that preview the other day.
The only movie I heard about that looks dope is that Purge movie.
When the hell does that even come out?
Friday.
Oh.
That was a total fail on that. Contractually limit apostrophes or whatever.
I'm not really quite sure what you were looking for there.
Like for the word like you are, when you say as your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Like those things. Things that combine the two words into one word.
Well, I'm about to feel real dumb.
I don't know the name of it. The hell is the name of it?
Yeah, what the hell is that called? Mute.
Yeah, what's that double called?
No idea.
And this is the time where I wouldn't even want to look it up on Google because I feel embarrassed as fuck looking that up. Because, like, the way that looked up was like, what is this, like, you know, symbol mean? What is the symbol called? Like, it is an apostrophe, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That is what it's called. If that's what you're looking for, that the little thing.
I think that is what it is.
But that's not what you were trying to say. You were trying to say a word. You weren't talking about symbols.
I think the thing between the words.
Yeah, that'd be an apostrophe then.
This is the worst English lesson we ever tried. Thank God we're doing this again.
Now give us a compound. Give us a compound word.
Fuck your face, Nicholas.
That's not a compound word.
Promoted.
Dumb ass.
Liquor.
That's one word, man.
No, liquor. That's two words.
I see.
Nigerians.
Play a song.
Please do.
Hey, the mute even talks. Fine, then you will go with this. And we wait.
That's an awesome song.
I think I like it.
Oh, that blew my nose on that. Damn it.
Who you be, nigga? Strange and belligerent. I'm the definition of stupid, crazy, and inking it. Cuddy is always into it, never know when I'm finna get saucy, thinking she bossy. I take the pussy and christen it, passing that nigga christen it pretty soon as heck in the bitch. Fucking your main little squeeze and won't remember it each moment. I'm intimate, freaks moaning, I'm innocent, scream. They want it in them quick, please, I won't come in a bit. And even white hoes wanna address a brother, caress a brother, so we just call them kept for lovers, a kept for brother. I used to slide it out in the day, but I ain't trying to slide it out with some hate. Nigga, you feels me? I know they want some of the clown DNA, so I just tell them in a roundabout way, it's gonna kill me. I know they want some of the clown DNA, so I just tell them in a roundabout way, it's gonna kill me.
Hit me back. If you're tripping, I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Don't get curious when I be checking you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo.
When I get back with the villains, I got this filling up togetherness. No better click was reppin' harder than Villian. I talked to Scooby the General, he told me trippin' was minimal because they're the hardest in red. I told him, fill me in. He told me Rock, Betty, and Bob running from Cali, from cops to KC, and put the red rag and rocks on Scooby Nim. Infected a Midwest block, that was 85, now I'm locked on 57, and I got cowards ready to do me in. I'm 34 now, and still it's war, how? Because I rip 5, 6, and 7 for sure, pal. And I don't walk with my niggas, I talk to my niggas, no more, but me and the villains and hosses, niggas galore. And I'm lost in riches on tour, and I'm offing bitches and whores, and I'm tossing liquors in Florida. Niggas in Denver and Florida.
Oh, why? Both the Crips and the Bloods had niggas die. So, how can you look me in my eye like cuss me, like I ain't smoked the lovely and went to the burial ground and buried niggas who love me?
That's disrespect, homie. We got respect, only we don't blood to niggas to death when the ejects, homie. They put their specs on me, glancing at my wristwatch, like I ain't reduced to Nick off a of spot. Like I ain't got tied to the 5-6 block. Real niggas that'll kill you. Listening to Slipknot. Got us busting out of a red Impala. Niggas better call Africa Bambaataa. A Jah, Yahweh, Jesus, then Allah. Cause niggas don't whoop you like a human pinata. Holla. I'ma give a nigga necrosis. I'm hopeless when I'm in your focus. Just know that my psychosis is the dopest. And I'm about to get my niggas back into rap with their straps in their lap. 57 with the gat. Hit me back.
I hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
If you're trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Don't get curious when I be checking you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo. So whoop, whoop, so whoop. So I get shit back before I hit you back. When I click and clack, nigga, if it's this and that over freaking crack blood, I can get you back. So whoop, whoop, so
and
whoop.
You can put a bitch on that. I'll boost a few to prove that you're just a batch. Matter of fact, a dude in boosting a killish cat.
Oops, I mean imposter, envision that. Better let it ride and you can never hit me back, nigga.
I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
If you're trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back.
I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So whoop, whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop, so whoop. Whoop, so whoop, whoop, so whoop.
All right, and we are back.
Well, aren't you glad we're back?
Mute.
Unmuted.
I guess she's busy playing with her phone.
She's in kill mode.
Oh, great.
She's
said she's going to come murder you.
Well, that's nice.
But she has to be drunk first.
So she has to be drunk to murder me. Yay. Well, I got a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, so you want her to get drunk and kill you.
Yeah, might as well. Fuck it.
No, okay. I'm usually happy drunk.
So are we even trying that stupid thing for Raw tomorrow night? Take a shot every time they say the WWE app?
Go for it.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not the only one doing it. Fuck that.
I'll be doing it too.
Bitch. I'm gonna stink. Yeah, she said 90 seconds. I'm gonna stab her for the last 90 seconds of her life.
Jeez. Could have sworn this bitch was real the way we talk about her.
Yeah. Shut up about your fucking 60 seconds.
Like, bitch, I'll fucking kill you.
60 fucking scars on your body for every time you say seconds.
40 whacks to that bitch.
I'm just waiting for her to say one more fucking thing. I dare her to say one more fucking thing.
Go ahead, mute. Say one more thing.
I dare you.
Wow.
That counts.
Oh, that fucking bitch is setting me up.
Can I go kill somebody?
What?
Can I go kill somebody?
I said yes.
Oh, no, you did. And I literally would, because she lives in my complex.
She even lives near you. Go do it.
Yeah, but she's mentally retarded.
So?
I would get in tons of trouble.
Oh, the Havoc likes talking about retarded people all the time.
Huh?
Havoc likes talking about retarded people all the time.
No, if I kill this chick, it'd be on me. I freaking, if it even was bird defense, it would be on me.
Oh, no shit. Who else would it be on?
Actually, technically, it may not, because I am physically handicapped, so.
God damn it. And here's one thing that pisses me off. I upload Areola and now I just see it was on the soundboard already.
Idiot.
Oh well. And British bitch, you talk one more time and I hear you talk.
Man, she's not gonna talk anymore, man. The show's over.
Well, I saw the song for that British bitch.
Blah 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 blah.
This is a song dedicated to the British bitch.
What's it? Silent.
It's playing. Not that one. Fuck it.
Where I'm at right now, I ain't got no tolerance for something stupid, for hatred, or envy. If you're bringing any one of those, how about...
What the hell?
What
the
hell? Shut the fuck up!
Yeah! Music. Bitch.
Jeez, why don't you just play three songs?
I was trying to play Shut the Fuck Up. Everything we moved the mouse thing, so I went to another track. So I did play that again, and I moved again. And yeah. There, I had the song that the British bitch needed to hear, though.
Played Shut the Fuck Up, Leave Me Alone, And something else.
Fuck.
Did you say fuckity fuck fuck fuck?
Yes, I said fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
Now, we should play a song that we keep thinking we're going to hear every time we hear the fucking ambulance. I think you know exactly what wrestler's entrance music that would be, right, Go?
Where's all my freaks at?
Hey, we played that earlier. This is the song that every time we hear the fucking ambulance, we think is this dude.
You genetic freak.
Yep. Wow, the soundboard's slow tonight.
Ow, son of a bitch.
Holler, if you hear me!
And I guess we are back.
Yeah, nope.
Well, we technically are.
Nope.
I got the music actually talking tonight for once.
Yeah, luckily. Don't get used to it.
We already know this. I think it's funny how I'm looking at the soundboard. One song, Scum, Cunt. The one underneath it, Scum, Peacekeepers.
The
like
hell did you
full
just
opposite. We got two songs on the soundboard. So, either two Scum songs. The first one's Cunt. Second one's Peacekeepers. Those songs definitely go together.
Yeah, I cannot spell right now.
Right now?
Oh, I finally found that Stone Cold Steve Austin versus the Fly thing.
Oh, God.
I found it on the soundboard. That's weird, though.
Just a little bit.
It really is weird. Texting and
well,
yeah.
Well, looks like we could end it here then.
Yeah, I'll just hang up. Fuck it. We'll be back tomorrow. And Fandango. Shut the fuck up. But, yeah.